Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, once again, this is Bob Dacey from Austin, Texas, substituting for Alex Jones on this Friday, January the 19th, 2007. I am the host of The Simple Truth, a local TV talk show here in Austin. I've been on the air for 8 years, and I'm pretty much kind of parallel with Alex Jones. We agree on a lot more than we disagree on. And before the break, we were talking about TxDOT's illustrious desires for the state legislature next year. Before I continue with one little comment on that, I want to let you know that Alex Jones at his InfoWars store has a deal where he has put his older VHS videos onto DVD, and he has the Police State Trilogy, which includes a copy of each of three of his films, Police State 2000, Police State 2, The Takeover, and Police State 3, Total Enslavement, for a special price of only $34.95 for the DVDs. Or if you're old-fashioned, you can get them for $45.95 for the VHS tapes. So go to alexjonesinfowars.com, go to the store, and get these things. Okay? Great. Okay, before we bring on Hank Gilbert, candidate for last election, Democrat for Texas Agriculture Commission, I want to finish this thought, and I know Hank's listening. I might want to ask his opinion about this when he comes on. Listen, they've got a proposal to make sure that the driver of a car going through one of these toll booths without paying is responsible for paying the bill. Now, what happens, for example, if you loan your car to your nephew, and you don't know it, but he goes driving through a toll booth and he doesn't pay? Now, you weren't even there, right? So why do you have to pay the toll? I don't understand that. And what if this same nephew borrows your car without your permission and goes through the toll booth? You know, he didn't steal it, but, you know, you're kind of irritated that he took it, but you didn't really tell him he could. You're not going to press charges against him or anything like that, but he's the guy who runs the toll, and he's the one that's, quote-unquote, violated the crooked law. So why are you responsible in America for a crime you didn't even commit? You weren't even there. What if your nephew borrows your car and does a hit-and-run on somebody and messes him up? Do they arrest you and throw you in jail after they try you for murder? I mean, I'm trying to find the legal justification for making me responsible for something I didn't even do. I wasn't even there. You know, what if two of your neighbors get in a fight and they're arguing about something, and one of them picks up a rock in your rock garden and throws it through the window of your other neighbor? Okay, it was your rock. So are you responsible for fixing the neighbor's window because the rock came from your rock garden, even though you didn't throw it? See, I'm trying to figure out the legal justification of this tolling you when you're not even there. You know, what if you were going hunting with a friend, and you were going bow hunting, say, let's make it kind of innocuous. You know, let's go bow hunting with a friend, and your friend doesn't have a bow, see? So you lend him one of yours. Okay, so he doesn't see too good, you know, and you didn't know that. And you're out there in the middle of the woods, and he shoots a cow in the rear end with an arrow. Okay? Now, since it's your bow, are you responsible for the cow that got shot in the rear end with the arrow? You see, I'm trying to figure this out here. I'm trying to understand how they can justify passing a law that says you're responsible for doing something, for paying something that you didn't even do, you didn't even commit. What if somebody kills somebody with your gun? Does that mean that you are responsible? You are the person responsible? See, I want to know if there's any lawyers out there who have a deal with proximate cause and precedent and things like that. I think that you could attack this whole thing on this basis, because I think it's totally illegal. Anyway, as soon as we get back from this break, we're going to bring on Hank Gilbert, and we're going to go with him for the next up to the half hour. This is Bob Dacey. InfoWars.com is the website.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
It's here after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Attention, attention everyone! A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages, and WristEase provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, W-R-I-S-T-E-A-S-E, WristEase.com. Once again, WristEase.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Okay, Bob Dacey back on The Alex Jones Show on January 19, 2007, and we have Hank Gilbert, former Democratic candidate for Texas Agriculture Commissioner, joining us right now. Hank, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, Bob.
Say, I understand. I heard a lot of good things about you. They seem to like you around here. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself and why you ran for Texas Agriculture Commissioner?
Yeah, but first I have to answer 2 points that you just did on that last segment.
I'll go right ahead.
Number one, if it's my cow that gets shot in the butt, I'm going to go after both of them. The shooter and the owner of the boat.
All right.
And the second thing, you know, we have a new loop that they're putting in up here around us in Tyler. And it's a toll loop, and they have a 5 mile section open, and it has the things where the cars go under. You know, it's not toll booths; they just take a picture of your license.
It's automatic.
And some elderly grandma in South Texas got a bill for going through the toll booth. And what was kind of ironic was she didn't even know where Tyler was.
Mm-hmm.
The thing misread the license plate.
Yeah.
And they sent her a bill, and she said, I don't even have a car. I don't even know where Tyler is.
Oh.
So, you know, there's a lot of...
She's probably
there's going to be a lot of crappy things like that.
She's in big trouble now, isn't she?
Oh, yeah, yeah. She's going to be in big trouble with a 65-cent bill that she doesn't pay.
Well, can you imagine if these TxDOT people get their way and they get Mike Creasy to pass their little laws when nobody's looking like he did in 2003, that they're going to have private contractors going after this grandma?
And oh, I know. But it wasn't just Chrissy that got it done. You got to give my opponent, Todd Staples, a big hand in that, too.
Well, I've been picking on Chrissy because he's so obviously visible. Now, tell us about this Todd Staples guy. What did he do?
Oh, he helped get it pushed through with Chrissy. He was the one that orchestrated the redistricting, but he also helped get all that legislation pushed through. He was also one of the ones that got the bill passed to allow TxDOT to toll existing roadways that we've already paid for.
There's
a lot of crap. But anyway, a little bit about me. I grew up here in Northeast Texas. I grew up on a working cattle ranch. That's what I currently do. I've done that all my life. I taught high school agriculture for about 13 years. Have been self-employed in several small businesses for about the last 15 or 16 years. But my primary objective is taking care of cattle all day.
So you basically have a background in agriculture, to say the least, and you actually tried to run for agriculture commissioner, right? That kind of makes sense.
Right. The only difference was, you know, I just didn't have the resources to put any kind of TV ads together. You know, my opponent, about 3 or 4 weeks out from the election, dropped almost $2 million on about 12 days worth of little cheesy TV ads where it actually showed him out in a pasture with cows. But nothing that's going to put on his head to mess up his hair.
and
portrayed himself as being a cowman.
Uh-huh. And he's not?
No, and I really doubt that he knows which end of cow he eats out of. But, you know, he spent about $2.5 million in this race, and we spent about $100,000 and came up, about 350,000, 400,000 votes short.
You know, I just kind of wonder if the people of Texas knew about the toll road situation, the Trans-Texas Corridor and all that, if you would have lost.
He would have lost, and he would have lost big.
You know, he will next time.
You know, we're sitting over here on the edge of TTC 69, which is the next roadway that they have planned.
All right, now, wait, stop right there, stop right there. I want you to, we're going to emphasize that point right there. This IH-35 Trans-Texas Corridor thing that goes up through parallel to IH-35 isn't the only one, everybody. There's a bunch of them, and right here.
No, there's 8 of them. On the books for Texas.
Yeah, and 80 of them on the books for the United States of America.
The United States, yeah. Ooh. Over 4,000 miles in Texas.
Yeah.
But the next one that they're going to start doing the environmental hearings on is TTC 69, which is going to run from Brownsville parallel to the coast to about Wharton.
Well, why not?
North of Houston to somewhere around the Cleveland area and then mirror Highway 59 all the way to. So they have two, they've narrowed it down mainly to two alternates, one going out at Marshall and the other one going out at Texarkana.
Well,
the common sense tells you it has to go to Texarkana to be in line to go all the way to Duluth, Minnesota.
Well, I think that it'd be a good, I'm for doing anything possible to stop the Trans-Texas Corridor because of its international implications. Why don't they get some cave spiders or something or some salamanders or something and sprinkle them along the path of that thing and then have the environmentalists come in and say, stop, you can't build here.
Yeah, but, you know, they're going to eventually pass laws just like something I was reading the other day. Oh, on the border fence, where they have basically said that the border fence is going to supersede all environmental laws. It's going to supersede all Endangered Species Acts,
mm-hmm.
The whole nine yards. They'll eventually try to do that with these roadways also.
Well, they're not going to build that border fence.
No, I don't think so either.
They're not going to do it. They've already said
I don't think so either.
They didn't
but,
fund it.
You know, the problem was in this election cycle, and I grew up over here in East Texas, but you talk about this Trans-Texas Corridor over here, and no one knows what you're talking about. The only people that were actually in tune statewide to what the Trans-Texas Corridor was the people that were in the direct path of TTC 35 only because it got so much publicity during those environmental hearings up and down that corridor. But when you get over here in deep East Texas, north of Beaumont, over here in the real rural areas of deep East Texas, even parts of the coast in the Wharton area and down around Victoria, they have no idea what you're talking about.
Well, then we got to work that out for them.
Had those people had that knowledge, and had we and other candidates had the money to put that message out statewide to those people, I think the results of this last election would have been tremendously different.
Well, I think it's a tremendous thing. I mean, you're talking about an issue that cuts across all party lines. It cuts
sure.
across liberal, conservative. It
sure.
doesn't matter. I've said this many times myself here in Austin. I'm a local TV talk show host here in Austin. I've said, I don't care whether you're a beer-guzzling redneck or a pot-smoking hippie, you don't want this Trans-Texas Corridor. You don't want this thing. It's I don't care, liberal, conservative, libertarian, whatever
you
are.
And Bob, that's one thing that has really, in my opinion, like we've seen in the U.S. Congress and in the U.S. Senate, we've seen a coming together of people from different political parties to try to accomplish a goal for the betterment of this country. I think you've seen that in this TTC effort across the state of Texas. You know, I've become good friends with David and Linda Stahl with Four Door Watch.
Yeah, I have
who are
show.
Confessed Republicans. Linda Curtis with Independent Texas. Terry Hall with the San Antonio Toll Party. Judith McGarity with National Farm and Farm Ranch Freedom Alliance over this NAIS issue. And we've made great strides together. You know, Independent Texas is having a conference, Sunday at noon at the Crown Hotel there in Austin, talking about these toll roads and informing people about the toll roads. And I'm one of the speakers on the panel, along with Paul Burka and David Stahl and a host of other people.
I'm going to be proud to meet you then, because I'm going to be there too. In order to go to this thing, you have to actually, register for it online.
Right, go to IndyTexans.org and register and let them know you're coming.
Yeah, IndyTexans.org. That's right.
IndyTexans, I-N-D-Y, Texans.org.
That's right.
But, you know, I'm putting together an event also, and I've incorporated these groups as well as other groups around the state on March the 2nd, Texas Independence Day. I said during my campaign, all along the campaign trail, win, lose, or draw, that I was going to have a march on Austin, on the Capitol, and make these legislators understand how important and how concerned the citizens of this state are about the Trans-Texas Corridor and about the National Animal ID System. Well, this thing's going to come to fruition. It's going to be on March the 2nd, Texas Independence Day. We're going to have a march up Congress Avenue. We've got to change the time, and we haven't confirmed this with the city yet. We had a march scheduled from 11:30 to noon up Congress. We're going to have to get that changed from 2 to 2:30. And then we have the south steps of the Capitol grounds from 2:30 until 5:30 that evening, in which we're going to have several speakers. My goal is to have at least 250,000 people show up and converge on Austin that day for this rally. And let Governor Perry then, you know, when 14,000 people showed up at these 55 environmental hearings along TTC 35, which I made 21 of those meetings, 14,000 people showed up collectively at those meetings, and Perry said, well, that's nothing. For that 14,000 people that are against the TTC, I have 1.4 million in downtown Dallas that are for it.
That's a lie.
So I want 250,000 people, or 500,000 people, to converge on Austin on March the 2nd for this rally, and let that boisterous SOB say, he's got 50 million people in the state of Texas that are for it. Because, number one, there aren't that many people.
There's not that many highway contractors in Texas. You know.
Senator John Corona, who's a Republican senator out of Plano, has contacted me and asked if he could hold a policy forum hearing in conjunction with our rally. So he's going to invite every member of the legislature and every member of the Senate to attend this hearing in auditorium there in the Capitol on Thursday, March the 1st. And he is inviting and has asked us to invite people to attend and voice their concerns on these toll roads to the legislature, to whoever he can get to show up at this meeting. And then he, in turn, is going to be at our rally. So there's bipartisan support. This is a total bipartisan issue, and everybody needs to get involved.
Okay, we're going to be back here in a few minutes with Hank Gilbert, and we're going to continue this conversation. This is Bob Dacey for Alex Jones on the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Morning, honey. Wow, the weather is beautiful, the cabin is terrific, and it's the first day of our vacation.
Yeah.
Honey, is there something wrong?
Yeah, I just realized we forgot to pack the travel Berkey system. I can't drink this cabin water. And what am I going to do when I'm out on the lake? Now the whole vacation is ruined.
Honey, cheer up. I brought our Spark Berkey purifiers.
What?
Yeah, I know you're picky about not having pathogenic bacteria, organic chemicals, heavy metals or foul tastes and odors in the water, so I packed our Sport Berkey purifiers.
You know, this is a terrific cabin, and wow, have you noticed the beautiful weather?
Don't ruin your vacation. Get a Travel Berkey today for only $209, or get a Sport Berkey for only $39. Call 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Travel Berkey not available in Iowa.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that in 1975, 32 senators and 92 representatives signed a Declaration of Interdependence, which stated that we must bring about a new world order? It called for the surrender of our national sovereignty to international organizations. It called for the redistribution of the wealth from America to third and fourth world countries. This is the same New World Order called for by former President George Herbert Walker Bush 210 times at the start of the Iraqi War in 1990-1991. We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Wright discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
Okay, Bob Dacey back on the Alex Jones Show, which is heard all over the world, all over the country, all over the state, everywhere, AMs, FMs, shortwave, internet, and internet refeeds all over the place, talking to Hank Gilbert, an activist against the Trans-Texas Corridor, former candidate for agriculture commissioner here in the state of Texas. Hank, I have a quote here you said, and I'd like for you to explain yourself. I know what a skunk smells like in the barn, and we got a big skunk in the barn. What do you mean by that?
Well, I mean, when you grow up on a farm, you learn all kinds of little sayings and things, and they're all rich in meaning, you know, and we have a skunk in the barn in Texas. We have several. The biggest skunk we have is of course, Rick Perry. if it looks like a skunk and smells like a skunk, it probably is. And a lot of things that, you know, we still had a large handful of people in this state in this last election cycle that voted party rather than issues, where the rest of the country voted issues rather than party. I think you're going to see that change, maybe in 2008, but most certainly by 2010.
So you're telling me that...
Because these issues like the Trans-Texas Corridor and the National Animal ID System in Texas are going to be known all over the state by then.
So you're telling me you're not a Yellow Dog Democrat?
I vote on issues. I vote on people. You know, one of the things when I first went down to the state party to sign up to run for this, the reason I ran as a Democrat, because I was born and raised in a Democratic household. My parents are Yellow Dog Democrats. Had I not run as a Democrat, they wouldn't even have voted for me.
Just in case you people out there in the world don't know what a Yellow Dog Democrat is, it's a person who's going to vote Democrat even if they ran a yellow dog for the office. They just don't think. They just go vote Democrat.
That's the way
the Republicans do, and some of the Republicans do in Texas. They just don't think about the issues. They just go vote Republican without...
Majority of the Republicans do in Texas.
Yeah, and they need to stop doing that. They
exactly.
Really do.
I mean, if we don't start looking at issues and vote on an issue-for-issue basis, you know, like I told the people at the state party when I first went down there, and they didn't know who I was, they asked me, do I vote straight Democrat? I said no, and every one of them's jaws dropped. But I am a Democrat, and I believe in democratic values, but I'm also conservative. You know, I'm a rancher, and I'm a small businessman. I have to be conservative. I can't afford not to be, or I'm out of business.
Yeah.
But, you know, issues like the Trans-Texas Corridor that are going to affect everybody, like you said a while ago, whether it's a tobacco-chewing redneck or a dope-smoking hippie, it's going to affect everybody. Whether you own property or not, cost of goods, cost of services are going to go up. But more importantly, your rights are being taken away from you, and our sovereignty is being given away.
Yeah, you say here in one of these issues on your website, that's hankgilbert.com, www.hankgilbert.com, quote, TTC is the NAFTA superhighway from Mexico all the way to Canada, and if that is allowed to happen, we will kill our entire vegetable industry in the United States. Every vegetable you eat will come from Mexico or Central America, and that's right off your website. That's your words.
That's right, and that's, you know, this highway system is just another move to help facilitate NAFTA and CAFTA and all these foreign trade agreements that we've gotten into that go against everything that we as Americans stand for. And we're going to allow the Chinese, and we're going to allow Taiwan, and we're going to allow the Walmarts and the GMs and all these big corporations that are shipping all their manufacturing jobs to these foreign countries for cheap labor to import those products through Mexico and through Central America through this NAFTA agreement into our country cheaper than we can make them, and just force us into becoming a service economy.
Yeah.
No country in the history of this planet has ever survived as a service economy.
That's true. You
without
know,
manufacturing, without industrialization, we're nothing.
Yeah,
and we are on the fast track to becoming the richest third world country in the history of this world.
You're absolutely right. What they're trying to do with this NAFTA superhighway is benefit the communist Chinese manufacturers along with Walmart. That's what they're doing. They're trying to turn Mexico into a garden hose, basically.
You
just
know, and what
conduit.
What just really infuriates me or puzzles me, I guess, is that you have this segment of the country, and I go to church every Sunday. I believe in what the Bible has to say. You know, my kids and my family are all Christian people, but you have this this big contingency of evangelicals who believe, you know, that we have to do this to stay on the path of righteousness. Yet we're going to bed with communist China every day, and that seems to be acceptable.
Well, Hank, I tell you what, I want to thank you very much for coming on the Alex Jones Show. I look forward to meeting you this Sunday at the Road to Texas Independence Confab here in Austin. We're going to have a replay of the Jack Blood section of the Alex Jones Show on Wednesday right after the break. Hank, thanks again. And again, I'll look you up when you get there.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley, and many of you know that for years I was a cardiovascular heart transplant nurse. Since that time, I've educated myself on the importance of preventative care. It all begins with providing your heart and vascular system with the building blocks for good health. Strauss Heart Drops is the original formula that was copied by others but never duplicated. Strauss Heart Drops were developed by a master herbalist, Jim Strauss, after he suffered a heart attack in 1979. His doctor said he would only survive if he had heart bypass surgery, and Jim said no. He developed Strauss Heart Drops, the formula that has been copied by others but never been surpassed. Get the original Strauss Heart Drops 4-ounce bottle for only $79.99. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. You've probably heard about the other products that have tried to copy the Strauss formula. Well, get the original Strauss Heart Drops by calling 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Now you can really do your heart right with Strauss Heart Drops.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimony of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
It's no secret. Aluminum itself adversely affects the blood-brain barrier and is capable of causing DNA damage. Research has even shown that aluminum salts used in antiperspirants have detrimental effects. So why are you still using traditional deodorant? Well, there is an alternative, and it's called NoBO. NoBO eliminates the bacterial growth, which causes odor, and does not interfere with perspiration, which is important for allowing your body to expel toxins. There are no chemicals, aluminum, preservatives, or petroleum-based ingredients in NoBO. Just natural ingredients like grapeseed oil, arrowroot powder, silica, vitamin E, tea tree oil, and geranium. NoBO's job is to destroy the bacteria that causes the odor while soothing your skin. You can use NoBO under your arms, on tough foot odors, or for athlete's foot. NoBO is guaranteed 100% or receive a full refund. Visit no-bo.com to order. That's no-bo.com. Or call 850-723-8599.
Still waiting for Congressman Paul to join us, hopefully here any minute. I want to cover this editorial that he published yesterday. The irrelevance of military victory. In other words, it's not even relevant if we have a military victory, depending on how you define victory. He goes on to say, a military victory in Iraq is unattainable, just as it was in the Vietnam War. At the close of the Vietnam War in 1975, a telling conversation took place between an NVA colonel named Tu and an American colonel named Harry Summers. Colonel Summers reportedly said, quote, "You never beat us on the battlefield." Tu replied, "That may be so, but it's also irrelevant. It is likewise irrelevant to seek a military victory in Iraq. As conditions deteriorate in Iraq, the American people are told more blood must be spilled to achieve to achieve just such a military victory, 20,000 additional troops and another $100 billion are needed for a quote-unquote surge, yet the people remained rightfully skeptical. Though we've been in Iraq nearly 4 years, the meager goal today simply is to secure Baghdad. This hardly shows that the mission is even partly accomplished. Astonishingly, American taxpayers now will be forced to finance a multi-billion dollar jobs program in Iraq, which, I gotta say, is probably the best idea yet, maybe the only good idea, though I'm sure it is insult to injury, folks, when we've been paying all this money so far and getting nothing for our in the way of results. He goes on to say, suddenly the war is about jobs. We export our manufacturing jobs to Asia. Now we plan to export our welfare jobs to Iraq. Good point. All at the expense of the poor and the middle class here at home. Plans are being made to become more ruthless in achieving stability in Iraq. It appears Muqtada al-Sadr will be on the receiving end of our military efforts despite his overwhelming support among large segments of the Iraqi people. It's interesting to note that one excuse given for our failure is leveled at the Iraqis themselves. They have not done enough, we're told, and they're difficult to train. Yet no one complains that Mahdi or Kurdish militias or the Badr Brigade, the real Iraqi government, not our appointed government, are not well trained. Our problem obviously has nothing to do with training Iraqis to fight, but instead with loyalties and motivations. We claim to be spreading democracy in Iraq, but Sadr has far more democratic support with the majority of Shiites than our troops enjoy. The problem is not lack of democratic consensus. It's the antipathy towards our presence among the, or most, I would consider this almost all Iraqis. In real estate, the three important considerations are location, location, location. In Iraq, the three conditions are occupation, occupation, occupation. Nothing can improve in Iraq until we understand that our occupation is the primary source of the chaos and the killing. We are a foreign occupying force, strongly resented by the majority. It's a democracy. By the majority of Iraq citizens. Our inability to adapt to the tactics of the fourth generation warfare compounds our military failure. Unless we understand this, even doubling our true strength will not solve the problems created by our occupation. The talk of a troop surge and jobs program in Iraq only distracts Americans from the real possibility of an attack on Iran. Our growing naval presence in the region and our harsh rhetoric toward Iran are unsettling. Securing the Horn of Africa and sending Ethiopian troops into Somalia do not bode well for world peace. Yet these developments are almost totally ignored by Congress. Rumors are flying about when, not if, Iran will be bombed by either Israel or the United States, possibly with nuclear weapons. Our CIA says Iran is 10 years away from producing a nuclear bomb and has no delivery system, but this does not impede our plans to keep everything on the table, quote-unquote, when dealing with Iran. We should remember that Iran, like Iraq, is a third-world nation without significant military, nothing in history hints that she is likely to invade a neighboring country, let alone do anything to America or Israel. I am concerned, however, that a contrived Gulf of Tonkin-type incident might occur to gain popular support for an attack on Iran. Even if such an attack is carried out by Israel over U.S. objections, we will be politically and morally culpable since we provided the weapons and dollars to make it possible. Let's hope I'm wrong about this. And I think it would be safe to say we all hope you're wrong about this, Congressman Paul. I would also like to say that I hope I'm wrong about the majority of my research over the many, many years we've been out researching and fighting the info war regarding 9/11, domestic spying, and all of the rest. The coming North American Union, which is now being taught to professors at ASU and to students at ASUs, are being conditioned that we're North Americans. We're not Americans. We're international citizens and not citizens of the United States. That we don't have rights. We have privileges, and we do have to have some kind of blessing by the government in order to even enjoy the God-given inalienable rights that we should have. Say that word three times fast. It's hard, folks, especially in the middle of a sentence when you're ad-libbing on a talk radio program. So, yes, I hope you're wrong about an attack on Iran. I think that will be, if we're not already there already, it will be the beginning of the end. And I hope we're wrong about all this. Unfortunately, the record shows we've been right the majority of the time. We do have Congressman Paul with us. Needs no introduction. Ron Paul, Dr. Paul, thank you for joining us on the program today. I know we're limited on time, but a lot of people really wanting to pat you on the back for throwing your hat in the ring for the 08 elections. Welcome to the program.
Well, thank you. It's nice to be with you.
And is that official? I know you were doing an exploratory committee, but we assume that this is going out into a full-fledged presidential campaign.
It's official that the exploratory committee has been filed. The information was put into the public a little sooner than we thought. We thought that we would have a little time to prepare and make a formal announcement, but it got out there last week, and we've had
Are you surprised at the overwhelming support you already have and how excited people are to have you in these debates and have you part of this process?
Tell you the truth, I am. There are others who are more optimistic than myself, and therefore it's very encouraging, you know, because you know, running a campaign like ours will be, you know, you don't get the tens of millions of dollars that the establishment politicians will get. But in this day and age with the Internet and radio programs and shortwave, you know, there's a lot of people out there that we don't know about. And hopefully the surprises will keep coming.
Dr. Paul, I think that your Internet campaign, your grassroots efforts, which we've already had just tons and tons of people write in and call in to say that they're going to support, will eclipse what Howard Dean did in the last election. And obviously you're coming from the position of being an honest broker. And I think this is something that can really be contagious to America. Why did you decide ultimately to jump in the ring here?
I think it was the election had something to do with it. Because it, to me, looked like the Republicans have awakened to a degree and said, enough is enough. Doesn't mean they've had a conversion yet, but at least they're getting pretty annoyed. Of course, I've been annoyed all along with our foreign policy as well as the Republican acceptance of increasing entitlement programs and not caring about the deficit. So the Republicans have lost their way. So I think there are people waking up in this country. I don't know how much we can do to save the Republican Party, but at least that's the vehicle that I'm using right now, and hopefully enough people will consider the Republican Party to send the establishment a message.
Yeah, I think, you know, there are obviously going to be people out there that automatically see the word or the title Republican, and they're going to run with their pants on fire as far away as they can get. And obviously, we're not going to be targeting those people. But I think, you know, as your campaign unfolds and people start hearing this, you know, we're going to start tapping in, Dr. Paul, to the 100 million or so people who don't vote in this country, who have no interest in the political process, and who have potentially given up altogether.
And there's a ton of them, and a lot of people just call them apathetic. But, you know, if it's in the calculated person who has analyzed the situation, came to the conclusion that, you know, there is no difference, and they make a deliberate choice not to vote, I would say it is a vote. It's a vote of non-acceptance of what they've been offered. So there are some people who are apathetic and they don't know what's going on, but I think there's a lot of people like you describe. They're just sick of the mess and they don't participate, and maybe if we can energize them, they will.
Now, Dr. Paul, are you a member of Skull and Bones?
No, I've been waiting on my invitation.
Are you a member of the Bilderberg Group?
No, maybe now that I've announced, I'll get an invitation.
Right.
For a trilateral agreement or CRP, CRS, and all that. I haven't joined any of those yet.
We just covered your story, the irrelevance of military victory, which also segues into the speech you gave, I believe, in front of Congress, which was aired on C-SPAN, talking about the fact that Iran can bring about the next Gulf of Tonkin incident. I'd like you just to comment on that briefly, if you could.
Well, this is what I fear, is that although the American people have spoken out in the election, they're tired of Iraq, and they certainly wouldn't endorse spreading the war. At the same time, when we listened to the president the other night saying, yeah, we made mistakes, we need to change things, but he's changed things by sending more troops. At the same time, you know, he was pretty sharp against the Syrians and the Iranians in his comments, which means that they would like to spread the war, and yet the people won't accept this unless there's justification. You know, there has to be a reason.
Yeah.
And that's why we should be leery of any kind of an incident that pops up and some Americans get killed and say, see, we told you it was all due to the Iranians, and therefore we have to, you know, go and attack. And they're probably not planning because they've run out of troops and run out of a lot of military equipment. We're not even strong enough anymore to invade another third world country. That tells you how much it's drained us. But we still have this high tech stuff and missiles and bombs and airplanes and all of these things. And they're liable to use that, but that's going to just infuriate another group of people, you know, and just make us more vulnerable than ever.
Yeah, as General Tony McPeak once told me, he ran the air campaign from the Gulf War, we're creating terrorists faster than we can kill them. That was 2 years ago, and I don't think we've done anything to alleviate that. How was that speech received in Congress?
It was pretty well ignored. but, you know, my friends listen, and they pay attention, and we have a small little group on our side, and there's a small group of Democrats who are honest with this issue. And I get encouragement, but the biggest response comes from, you know, outside of Washington, the people who happen to catch it on the Internet or on C-SPAN. And that, of course, is what we need. We need encouragement. I don't think there's much chance of us really converting Washington, D.C. We just need to get the American people activated and willing to send a message up here so that either the members start changing their ways or they'll have new members up here.
Well, I mean, you told us what to look for, and I'm glad you said that, and I'm glad it was on C-SPAN. I'm glad it's circulating heavily around the Internet. That is, again, your Gulf of Tonkin comparison speech regarding Iran, and I hope people are waking up to the possibility that this could happen. And if it does happen, and we're told that, you know, this, again, is the pretext to go into war and move into the next theater, that people remember what you said and question the information that we're given. Dr. Paul, I wanted to take a few calls because I know a lot of people are anxious to talk to you and give you the warm and fuzzies, so to speak. And you were a little late. I don't know if you'll be able to stay a little bit longer than the end of the segment.
I think I can handle 5 more minutes.
Okay. Well, let's do it now. Let's at least give a couple of callers a chance to talk to you. I know they've all been waiting. Let's see. Do we have John in Texas? John, are you with us?
Yeah. Hi, Jack. Hi, Dr. Paul.
Hello.
It's an honor to talk to you. Hey, I would like to plug a website that I know Alex and Jack knows about. It's called voter-smart.org. And I'm using this website to contact all of the members of the 110th Congress, including all the 50 senators. And Dr. Paul, I sent you a letter today. I'm going to read you one sentence from it. And it says that I want a complete, impartial, and totally independent investigation on the events of September 11, 2001. I'm tired of this bogus garbage about terrorism. Ask Michael Meacher about how he feels about this bogus war on terrorism. Can you comment on that, please?
Well, that would be nice to have. Unfortunately, we don't have that in place. It'll be a little bit better with the Democrats now in charge of oversight. But, you know, for top-level policy, there's not a whole lot of difference between the two policies. So a real investigation isn't going to happen. But I think we have to keep pushing for it. And like you and others, we see the investigations that have been done so far is just more or less cover up and no real explanation of what went on.
Yeah, I mean, fair to say, out of all the candidates out there, the one most interested in reopening the investigation and clearing out some of the questions is Dr. Paul, and you should be commended for that. Cliff in Idaho. Quickly, Cliff, we're out of time, but, you know, put something on the record and we'll get Mark in Florida in at least as well. Go ahead.
How you doing there, Mr. Paul?
Hello.
Thank God for you. Now I have somebody I can vote for. You ought to stay in touch with Lou Dobbs in a way, too. He could put some good words out about you, I think.
Yeah,
I've been on his show a couple times.
Yes, I know that, but you need to stay in contact with him. Something else, too, this black box voting and stuff. I mean, I don't trust it at all, the votes at all anymore.
Yeah.
And something else I want to get in real quick, and then I'll let somebody else get on, is that I'm going to be coming in a few million dollars here pretty quick, and as soon as I do, I'm going to get in contact with you and help you out.
Sounds good.
I think, thank you for the call, Cliff. I think people will give you their last dime to try to push your campaign forward and rub their hands to the bone to work for you. And that's what's so exciting that we finally, Dr. Paul, and I know this is embarrassing for you here, but I mean, we really finally both have someone we believe in jumping into the process here. And I speak for millions and millions of people around the country. I'm going to go to Mark in Florida, but real quick, let's get in a website. Is there a website where people can track the progress of your campaign?
Yes, go to ronpaul.org, and it will immediately refer you to another website. ronpaul.org is the easiest thing to remember.
ronpaul.org. Mark in Florida, final word for Ron Paul. Go ahead, make it quick, please.
Yeah, Dr. Paul, I was just calling him. So many people, they run on a campaign. They say they're going to change this and they're going to change that. What's going to take you and set you aside from these guys after they get in and they're like Bush and all these people and they don't do what they say?
Yeah,
what can you tell the American people in reference to
that?
Well,
I guess all you can do is look at my record and see if I do what I said and that I would do, and I think pretty much I've stuck to that and get credit for it. But to tell you the truth, I as an individual can't change the country. We can lead, we can suggest, we can get it, but only the people can accept it. So if the people still want to go to war and they still want big government socialism, one individual can't do it. So we have two jobs. One, getting the political leadership that we need. Then, of course, doing what this radio station does so well is get the information out and get our supporters animated and get involved in bringing about these changes.
Well said. Dr. Paul, I appreciate you making time. I believe that this is the first interview you've done since you've announced. We're going to be tracking and working with you throughout this process. And, of course, if you need anything, just give us a call. Dr. Ron Paul, thank you so much for joining us. We'll come back, wrap this up. Big finish on the Alex Jones Show coming up right after this, folks. Stay tuned.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
All right, this is Bob Basie back live again on January the 19th on the Alex Jones Show after that interesting pre-recorded segment with Dr. Ron Paul and Jack Blood from the Wednesday show. I think it's fantastic that Dr. Ron Paul is running for president. That's going to make it a lot more interesting because you're finally going to have somebody up there that tells the truth. So that's going to make it a lot of fun, and we're certainly going to be backing Dr. Ron Paul's candidacy for president. While he was talking to Jack Blood, one of the callers brought up September 11th and an investigation, and that leads me to want to remind you of a story that was in the New American Magazine, which is the mouthpiece of the John Birch Society, on December the 25th, 2006. This was an article written by William F. Jasper, the senior editor of the New American, and I want to quote from this article. This is his review of 911 Press for Truth, a documentary about the Jersey Girls and their pursuit of truth in what really happened on 911. So here's Bill Jasper. Within the limits of its 85-minute time frame, 911 Press for Truth does an admirable job of effectively presenting some of the most glaring discrepancies, lies, and cover-ups concerning the deadliest terrorist attack on American soil. And then Mr. Jasper takes three different points of the video and talks about them. Number one, 911 Press for Truth asked, for instance, why NORAD fighter jets weren't scrambled on that fateful morning. Fighters are sent up on average more than twice a week to check on planes that have strayed off course or are not responding to the FAA or local air towers. This happens routinely, more than 100 times per year, and without any major signals that a hijacking or terrorist attack is underway. Why, on September 11, 2001, did this air defense system uniquely, repeatedly fail even after the first plane hit the World Trade Center and it was blindingly apparent that we were under attack? The 911 Commission's report explanation, which contradicts four previous explanations by federal officials on the matter, all four of which also contradict each other, is fraught with discrepancies, errors, omissions, and contradictions. Then second, Mr. Jasper goes into the repeated escapes of Osama bin Laden and other al-Qaeda and Taliban leaders in Afghanistan, apparently courtesy of the governments of Pakistan and the United States. 911 Press for Truth presents interviews with Gary Bernstein, the CIA's field commander in charge of Operation Jawbreaker, the agency's hunt for bin Laden in the caves of Tora Bora. Bernstein and others have charged that bin Laden and large convoys of his followers were repeatedly allowed to get away when they were about to be taken by U.S. forces. When the Taliban and al-Qaeda legions were trapped by U.S. forces in Kunduz, Afghanistan, in November 2001, the Pakistani government sent in planes to airlift the terrorists to safety in Pakistan with the apparent blessing of the United States government. And the third thing he gets into in this article is a press conference where Condoleezza Rice was asked about the visit of ISI Chief General Mahmoud Ahmad to Washington. That's the Pakistani head of security. She evades the question. State Department's official transcript of the press conference conveniently erases the inconvenient question by saying it was inaudible. It was clearly audible on the video. General Ahmad, convincing evidence shows, may actually have been the paymaster for 911 hijacker leader Muhammad Atta. So there you have the John Birch Society discussing the NORAD stand down, helping the Taliban escape, the ISI as paymaster to Muhammad Atta, and they were earlier talked about the Northwoods document staging terrorist attacks in the early 60s, and of course the president of the society has talked about Building 7. So, hey, things are going along pretty good. After the break, we're going to go cover one more story, and then we're going to take phone calls for the rest of the hour. 1-800-259-9231. This is Bob Dacey on the Alex Jones Show. Be back after the break.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.